This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. We want to get his thoughts, especially as a practicing physician, on the latest developments in the healthcare debate in the House of Representatives. And Congressman, let's first of all begin with one of the big stories from Friday, in that Nancy Pelosi has basically cut off negotiations with that group of as many as 12 pro-life Democrats on trying to fix the abortion language. How significant is that development today?
Oh, I think it's huge. And the woeful lack of leadership, I think, now coming out of the Speaker's office and the desire that she has to get a bill at any cost whatsoever is just phenomenal, so that she's actually throwing so many of her members aside. It is astounding that it's not just throwing the American people aside, it's throwing the individuals that actually put her into office. She no more is representing the majority of the House of Representatives than the man in the moon. It is an absolutely a lack of leadership and a woeful display.
What'd you make of her comment the other day that the bill needs to be passed so we can find out what's in it?
If it weren't so serious an issue, that would be very, very humorous. But the fact of the matter is, she doesn't know what's in it. The members of the House of Representatives don't know what's in it. The vast majority of them, even though they say they may have, they have not read it. I know that because they haven't seen it yet. It hasn't even been written. The final version hasn't even been written. So for them to say that you got to pass it in order to see what's in it, it's just, again, a woeful lack of leadership.
Let's talk a little bit more about process, because just yesterday a lot of the talk was about the so-called slaughter rule that would allow the House potentially to just vote on the changes and by default approve the Senate bill at the same time. Senate parliamentarian has basically said that's not going to fly by the rules. So now we're hearing from Congressman Ryan in your conference and others that there'll be some sort of shell of a bill passed by the Budget Committee, changed in the Rules Committee. Can you shed a little light on this for our listeners?
Well, all of this, they are having to get into twister-like contortions in order to try to pass this piece of legislation because the American people don't want it and the majority of their caucus doesn't want it at this point. And so they've got to play these shell games. And what they wanted to do was to pass what's called a rule, which would have said, if we vote on this, which is not a bill, it will be the same as voting on the bill, which is just a joke for the American people. And they understand that. The Senate parliamentarian said that won't wash. You got to do something different. And so now they're working on some other shell game so that they can give supposed cover to their members who vote on this ridiculous shell. And they can go home and say, well, I didn't vote on the Senate bill. It just kind of happened by immaculate conception. Well, the fact of the matter is the American people are smarter than this, smarter than they give them credit for, and they will not accept this kind of shenanigans.
Congressman, we know the president's now postponing his Asia trip and hoping that this will be on his desk by March 20th, maybe the 21st at the latest. Do you think at this point that he'll have anything to sign?
I think that may be still a little too ambitious. I'm hopeful that as the American people speak out, that members of the House of Representatives and the Senate recognize that their first responsibility is to represent their constituents and not their leadership. If they get the kind of messages from your listeners that they can over the next 7 to 12 days, then I'm very confident that we will not have to pass this remarkable government intrusion into the practice of medicine and the destruction of the healthcare system.
Congressman, very interesting on both of these critical issues. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Congressman Tom Price of Georgia represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.